Dairy farming represents some of the fastest returns for livestock farmers. It provides handsome returns, especially to women, enhances nutrition and food security, and creates employment, as many as one job for each 20 litres of milk processed. Dr. Christian Roth is the research manager in the Australian Centre for International Agricultural Research. He has seen stunning success in the dairy industries of Pakistan, a traditional consumer of milk.
Milk is a base food for a lot of people. It's probably one of the most important sources of protein for particularly the poor people. Having said that, 95 to 97% of the total milk production in Pakistan is actually in an informal system. Only 3 or 5% of the milk produced in Pakistan is treated and processed. The way we would know it.
It's these smallholders that researchers are counting upon for sustainable milk production increases in the region. For traditional consumers of milk, Dr. Roth says these processes are already ingrained.
In a population of 160 million people, you can imagine how many millions of smallholders you have if the average farm size is about a hectare. All of these individuals will have anything between 2 to 6 or 8 head of cattle or buffalo. And traditionally, they will collect one milking for household domestic consumption, and one milking will go to middlemen who drive around through the villages with little motorbikes and milk cans, and basically just collect the individual amounts of milk from each farmer as they go along. So there's a very efficient system in a way of collecting milk from many, many, many individual cows and farmers, collecting that and then bringing that into regional or even district level towns where it's sometimes collected and chilled, sometimes it's just sold from the can. So when I say informal, all I'm saying is it's the traditional system. It's the way people buy milk, the way you go and buy veggies at the stall, they'll go and buy milk at the market.
China's booming southern provinces, on the other hand, is not a traditional consumer of dairy, but its desire for milk products is growing hugely and along a different model. Dr. John Begin is a professor of economics at Iowa State University and is the director of its Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute.
You still have a large sector of traditional dairy producers, and some of them may not adapt to the new system, you know, and the demands of retailers and consumers. My prediction is that you'll see a lot of small producers who are not able to meet those standards and who are going just to produce for the local markets. And you're going to have a differentiated market, if you want, of a producer who produce for the retailers high-standard milk, and then other producers, more marginalized, that are going to produce lower quality milk for localized markets and not the urban market.
Midway between the two, Vietnam has tried to replicate the Pakistan model of smallholder milk production. In fact, Vietnam's Sports Science Institute promotes milk consumption to increase the height and strength of its people, wanting to increase average stature by 2.5 inches over the next 25 years. But as Vietnam-based researcher Leon Wessling of Agronomes and Veterinaires Sans Frontières explains, sometimes the Pakistan and China models simply don't apply to other countries.
The success that we've had, particularly with poultry, has been stunning, with farmers in some cases earning up to 100% more income from as little as 50 chickens. The on-cost with cattle is, of course, much greater, and the farmers are not able to bear that cost themselves. The ability for small and medium-scale farmers to be involved in the dairy farming activity is quite a burden, and it's something that it's beyond their scope to replicate.
Meanwhile, farmers in 10 of 33 Vietnamese provinces were recently dismayed when hundreds of expensive dairy cows that they bought simply did not produce any milk. Leon Wessling says it's yet another example of picking the right industry for the right territory.
One cow in that aspect actually makes far more sense as a tractor than it actually makes as food.